Back again here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, joined now by South Central Calhoun Titans head football coach Brian Case. Brian, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. We always appreciate your time, Mason, so thank you.
So you guys last week, unfortunately, suffering a loss to Ridgeview in Week 2. I mean, can you kind of take us through what had happened in Week 2 and kind of how that came to fruition?
Yeah, I really think that we weren't ready to play that football game, so that really falls on my shoulders. And situation where I thought that during the week, I thought that schematically we were going to be good to go and put the kids in good position and so forth, but it just seemed like our kids were still on the bus and we just weren't ready to play emotionally. So we had a tough time with it, even though we were only down 7-6 at halftime and still in the ball game. It just seemed like we were never in sync in any of the phases of the game that we had. So it just made it really, really tough. And, you know, credit a good football team on Ridgeview and under Coach Brian Wilkin. They're really disciplined. They did a nice job of rebounding from their Week 1 loss against OABCIG, and I thought that they made steps in the right direction, and unfortunately, we didn't. You know, usually over my I've been coaching for 33 years, 25 years as a head coach. Usually you make a lot of strides between Week 1 and Week 2, and for whatever reason, last week we did not do that. So, you know, we're going to try and rebound this week. It's going to be another tough one for us. You know, we've got to play IKM at home for homecoming, and so there's a lot of distractions that way. Plus, we've had some other things that have happened this week. It's just going to make it difficult, but we're going to show up. We're going to play this game to the best of our ability and see what happens.
Between Week 1 and Week 2 here, now you look at Week 3 with IKM Manning. What do you feel like you guys have improved on the most between that Earlham game and now looking at IKM Manning coming up?
Improved on? I'm not so sure right now. Like I said, we took a step backwards, I thought, against Ridgeview. So it just remains to be seen as far as where we're actually going to take those steps in the right direction against IKM Manning. You know, I mentioned that we had some distractions this week and we have homecoming and so forth, but we also had a tragedy here at school. So, you know, we're kind of still reeling from that one. We're still going to play this game. We're still going to show up and we're going to play the best we possibly can with, you know, given the circumstances that we're under right now. But the kids want to play. The kids want to take the, you know, and just put one foot in front of the other and see what we can do that way. But the kids are going to have to come in and we're going to have to get focused. There's no question about that, Mason. But I'll be honest with you. I think that this week in practice, you know, just with all the adversity that's been hitting us in the face, I think our kids have been a little bit more focused in practice this week, going a little bit harder in all three phases of the game. You know, I think that we're running the ball harder in practice. I think we're blocking harder. We're getting off the ball better. So I think those are some of the things. I also think that we're going to try and settle some things down from a defensive standpoint, try and simplify the things and just let the kids just kind of sit back there and play the game.
IKM Manning and head coach Corey McCarville, I mean, you've seen them your fair share of times over the years. What do you feel like IKM Manning is going to bring to the table here in Week 3?
Boy, you know, Mason, they've got a little bit of everything. Defensively, they're going to fly the football. They just wreak a lot of havoc that way. They run that 3-5. So they're, you know, they'll show different blitzes and back out of it, and they'll bring somebody from someplace else. And they just move kids all over the place and try and keep you off balance that way. They have speed. So they can cover people out in space as well. They also have the good sides up front, and the kids at the linebacker position understand what's happening defensively, and they put a lot of pressure on you that way. So we're going to have our eyes up and make sure that we're blocking the right people. And then offensively, they've got everything. They've got some size on the edges. They've got the size up front. They've got the speed in the backfield. They've got a quarterback that can throw the ball all over the place and is athletic. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys. But like I said, hopefully our kids are up to the challenge and we'll just show up and play and see what happens.
Between Ben Ramsey and Davis Rasmussen, quarterback and running back duo there, you account for 6 of their touchdowns between Week 1 and Week 2. How do you feel like you need to kind of go about that? How do you feel like you can kind of stop that rushing game?
I don't know if there's necessarily any one person that you can really stop, because like I said, I mean, they've thrown the ball for 800, 900 yards in the first two games as well. I mean, they just have a lot of offense out there, and they can pretty much do whatever they want to do that way. I think they've thrown the ball 50-some times. And, yeah, so it's one of those things that our kids are just going to have to be aligned appropriately. They're going to have to read their keys, and they're going to have to fly the football. If we don't gang tackle, if we don't get a lot of people to the football, then we could be in trouble. That's the same thing with the you know, within our secondary. Yeah, I mean, if we have great coverage and we can get some people to the quarterback and make him throw the ball before he's ready, I mean, I think some good things are going to happen. But if we don't get any pressure on the quarterback and he has all day to pick up the part, he'll do just that. So I don't know if there's any one thing that we really could take away from these guys, because they're so balanced with everything that they do.
For you guys this year, starting Cade Higgins at quarterback now, I mean, only a sophomore there. How do you feel like he's come out and performed for you guys so far?
Yeah, it's a learning curve. There's a process to that situation right now that we're trying to get him to do some pre-reading type things and just seeing it and having the game slow down a little bit. You know, it's not only Cade. We start six sophomores on both sides of the ball. So we're fairly young there, but we ask those kids to step up and play in a varsity role. And, you know, now they have two games under the belt, so we tell them there's no more excuses. You know, they understand the speed of the game at the varsity level. They just got to be locked in, and they got to be ready to play the game that way. So Cade has done a nice job. We took him out, I think, at the middle of the second quarter. And we let Luke go in there. We were still undecided on what we really wanted to do, but I think we're really kind of settled in right now, especially with Hayden Thickrod's absence, that Luke's going to stay in the backfield for us and Cade's going to stay at that quarterback position. So it's just going to take him some time. Hopefully we can get through this last non-district game and, like I said, make a step in the right direction, take a step forward, and before we get into district play. And if we can do that, then I think start slowing down for him. Cade is a pretty good athlete. He's going to catch on for us pretty soon.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up Friday evening.
Thanks, Mason. I appreciate it.